Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, our guy.
Oreo Cookie, man. What's happening? What up, Oreo Cookie? Happy New Year.
Hey, what a happy New Year to you guys, and happy New Year to the roasters out there. I just wanted to ask you guys both a quick question, man. When do we start looking at Kerr? I know that the players are getting old, and we're blaming all of this on Father Time. But when are we going to start looking at the coaching, man? I don't think this guy can develop much. The first 15 games, he was all bragging about a 12-man rotation. The last 15 games, what has that gotten him? And when he said that, I'm sure I wasn't the only one that was like, what is this dude talking about? I just think he doesn't make decisions. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's an aw shucks. Where's the coaching at? When do we start looking at Kerr?
Well, you need talent, right? And I think we have all looked at Steve Kerr and some of the lineup combinations. He's trying to find the right lineup combination. I think the rotation, though, Spadoni, has been shortened. They've been going nine deep. Now, part of that is Brendan Podziski's out with the abdominal strain. But Kyle Anderson the other night did not play. Against Phoenix, he did not play. Kevon Looney did not play against Phoenix. Okay? Moses Moody was out with an injury. Gary Payton, second, out with an injury. He went nine deep. Now, against the Cleveland Cavaliers, it became a blowout. But literally, they were going about eight deep. Kuminga, Hield, Booty, and then Lindy Waters played about 14 minutes and 28 seconds. So I do think Steve Kerr is shortening the rotation, but what is the tweak that will help the team win games? Is it putting the ball in Jonathan Kuminga's hands more? Is it putting it in Andrew Wiggins' hands more? What is the tweak, Spadoni? What can Steve Kerr do to help improve the team?
That's why, like, and we love Oreo Cookie, but the callers that call in and say, oh, it's the coaching. Listen. It's a combination of things. Sure, the head coach is going to be, like, that's the easy one always, is blaming the head coach. We do it with Kyle Shanahan constantly. Trust it. Like, we do it all the time. But if Phil Jackson's coaching this team right now, like, what are they? 20 and 12? Like, I don't, like, come on. I don't know. I don't think that it's just some, you know, X's and O's thing right now with this team. I think the depth was going well early on.
Mm-hmm.
Now those players aren't playing as well. Buddy right. Hield just isn't. He's one of eight last game.
Right.
He's just not shooting the ball well. And that was a big factor and reason why you were winning on earlier in the season. Is it Steve's Kerr fault that he can't hit water if he fell out of the boat? It's not his fault.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. When you're relying on guys too, like a Dennis Schroeder, who's in your starting lineup, who you just acquired mm-hmm. and who is struggling to try to, you know, apply himself into the system, if right. you will, that's another thing you have to worry about. Like, and it's, is that Steve's Kerr fault that Dennis Schroeder, the acquisition, hasn't, you know, he hasn't done what you came in here to do. It's early.
And let's be real, Spadoni. Dennis Schroeder's not, he's not no. accustomed to playing his style.
No.
He wants the ball. Yeah, the ball sticks in his hands. He wants to run pick and roll and get deep into the paint. And right now, the Warriors like to play .5 basketball. And he's struggling with that right now, Spadoni.
Well, and to your point, and he mentioned that. And I did like what he had to say last week. He was like, listen, it's an adjustment, but I'll get there. Yep. It was an adjustment when I had to play with LeBron James too with mm-hmm. the Lakers. It took me a long time to yep. figure out how to play with these superstar players. It's just not as easy as play. Like, it's not. Like, you have to make sure they get their touches. You got to be in the right spot. You got to, there's a lot baked into it. And yeah, he's a ball handler. And that's what he's used to doing. He's not used to moving without the ball as much. Yep. And it's something that's going to be an adjustment period for him. But again, is this adjustment period now getting to the inflection points? Like, okay, Dennis, like let's move it up here. And so I get it.
He mentioned it Saturday though, after the win against Phoenix. He goes, man, it's been tough. Maybe it was against Phoenix, maybe it was earlier in the week, but he basically said, look, my family's not here, it's the holidays, yes. I've had to move. It's kind of weighing on him a little bit there, and I get all that. And he said also that it's a challenge of playing next to Steph and Draymond. because of their rapport.
Yes.
And you have to play a certain way with Draymond Green. If he's going to be handling the ball at the point forward spot, he's going to be at the top of the key, operating that real estate. You got to do different things playing off the ball. So to your point, Spinotti, yeah, he's not accustomed to doing that right now. And he's struggling to fit in offensively with the Golden State Warriors. You brought up Buddy Hill.
Mm.
It got out to the hot start. In the month of December, Buddy Hill.
Oh, no.
Shooting 36% from the floor. Shooting 30% from the three-point line. Averaging 8.5 points per game in the month of December. Now that's in 13 games. Right now, he looks like he's pressing. He looks a bit lost. And you heard the soundbite from Draymond Green against Phoenix, where he said, wake your ass up. If not, sit down.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing. And Draymond Green mentioned that after the game. Well, Buddy's in. Is this just who Buddy is? Is this the guy that we've all kind of watched throughout his NBA career? Or is he more the guy that we saw in October and November?
Well, right now, you're hoping he's a streaky player because that means he's going to come out of this, right? You're hoping he's a streaky player because if he's not, then this is going to be a tough watch the rest of the season because you relied so heavily on him early on the season, being your second, best free three-point shooter. And if your best three-point shooter, if the best three-point shooter in the history of the game is struggling on top of that, then yeah, it's going to be noticeable. And that's why I don't fault people and players like Jonathan Kuminga who are trying to manufacture something right. Always. Like, listen, Kuminga's shot wasn't falling last week against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. He was 4-15. But you know what? You know what I loved seeing in that box score? I'm looking at it right now. 14 free throw attempts.
Yep.
God, that is so refreshing for a Warriors team. Mm-hmm. The last time a Warrior player had 14 free throw attempts.
Think about this.
It probably was Jonathan Kuminga. Hey,
well, think about his last three games, Spadone. Jonathan Kuminga's last three games from the free throw line, starting with the Clippers. Actually, I'll go back to his last five, starting with the Indiana loss. Warriors 1-4 since starting his home set. Remember they had 8-9 at Chase Center?
Mm-hmm.
The one lone road game was down in L.A. into a dome. And they've basically lost 3-4 home games.
Damn.
But J.K., 6-9 from the free throw line against Indiana. Christmas Day against the Lakers, 6-8 from the free throw line. Friday night against the Clippers, 11-14 from the free throw line. Against the Phoenix Suns, Saturday night, 8-12. And then against the Cleveland Cavaliers, 10-14 from the free throw line. So J.K.'s doing what he's got to do. And let's not act surprised that J.K. is doing this. He did this last season.
Mm-hmm.
He did it at times the season before that. So I'm not surprised that J.K. is showing his abilities here. But you're right, Spadone. He's getting to the free throw line. He's grabbing more rebounds. Through the last five games, look at his last three games, 10, 9, and 10. That's his rebounding numbers. So he's doing everything that everybody's asked of him right now. So J.K., in my list of issues for the Golden State Warriors, J.K.'s not one of them.
No, one of them right now for me, and maybe issue is too strong. But I'm seeing a little bit more inconsistency, and unless this is the offensive end. So I'm not going to paint it with a wide brush, but Andrew Wiggins, just the inconsistency on the offensive end is a little concerning. I know what I'm getting defensively, and I'm not trying to poo-poo that because he is almost always guarding the other team's best player at times, and that takes a lot out of you.
Yep.
But at the same time, they're in a position where they need a lot more from him offensively every single night. Because Steph he's not going to have it every single. That's not baked into the equation anymore. Draymond Green, he might have a game with a double-digit points, but for the most part, he's not giving you that. You're not getting that help off the bench from Buddy Hield anymore. Dennis Schroeder, he's not getting those double-digit points. So, Andrew, you're going to be there every single day, and I can rely on you for health and on the defensive end, but I need that to pick up a little bit more going forward here. He just hasn't been able to score right now.
Or
he's just not like being aggressive. Like that's another thing with Andrew. And Steve Kerr's talked about that in the past. Just got to feature him early on in the game and get his touches. And maybe that's another thing that Dennis Schroeder's learning early on, having the ball in his hands. Hey, maybe I need to feed Wiggins a little bit more, get him more involved early on in the game. So
10 of 32 from the floor, Andrew Wiggins, the last three, 3 of 14 from the 3-point line over the last three. And you talk about aggressiveness. When I see Andrew Wiggins being aggressive, I see 20 field goal attempts, 16 field goal attempts. Last three games, 11, 12, and 9. So it's got to be a little more aggressive. Just 15 points per game in the month of December. You need Wiggins to be around 17, 18, as well as J.K.'s play. And Steph Curry's going to be down around 22, 23. Let's go to Rob and San Bruno real quick before the break. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and Nation One San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. What up, Rob?
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, look, man, we just got to come to realization. You all know Steph ain't, you know, he's still that guy, but he's not that guy no more that's going to go against these younger guards. You know, the NBA is a guard league now. And your best player, Steph Curry, he's a guard, but he's an older guard. So when he go against them young guards, you know, he got the foot speed to defend them, and then the same injury to run around all them screens and drop 30 a night. He's just getting older. Look, man, this is the Kuminga team right now, all right? The motion offense don't really work without Klay Thompson. It's with Klay Thompson, it's deal. He can win games with it. Without Klay Thompson or just Steph or just Klay, it don't work as well because you don't have the other three-point threat out there. So then you got Draymond running the four. He's not going to consistently get you 10 points a night. So you ain't got to guard him. You got guard to three. He's not really going to drive. So he's just a player out there because Steph Curry out there. He's a player out there because he knows the system. Mm-hmm. It's time for Kerr to scratch the system, okay? I mean, you got to get rid of Draymond. That's the cause. I'm Wiggins, he shouldn't get more touches than Wiggins or Kuminga. Draymond needs to come off the bench. He did come off the bench. I think Kerr made the right decision. But you have folks, Draymond needs to come on for nostalgic points. Look, he's not that guy no more. All right, teams don't respect his shot, his ability to score. He's just a guy with the ball, and he's not a threat. So it's 4-on-5 every time. This is Kuminga's team now. Curry needs to work around him. Curry can still dribble, shoot, and do his thing, but he needs to work around Kuminga. And Draymond needs to get off the floor. Let Wiggins and Kuminga handle the ball, because at the end of the day, this is an athlete. You got to be an athlete up and down the court, just air. And Draymond's just not that.
Robin San Bruno, everybody, 888-957-9570. Is that the move the Warriors need to make? Is that the move the Warriors need to make right now? What move would you like to see them make? How can they tweak this? They're 60-16 right now after a 12-3 start. They're at 500, and they're flirting with being under 500 against the Sixers tonight, who are coming in. They had a catastrophic loss last night. Kings scored the last 15 points of the game. I couldn't believe it. I'm watching it. It's like, wow, I'm going back and forth, oscillating between Kyle Draper and Kate Scott, who's on the call tonight for Philadelphia. And I'm thinking to myself, damn.
Love Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Eagles, they scare me. They scare me as a legit Super Bowl contender. I can't stand that fan base.
They actually have a defense, so yeah, unlike the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I can't stand that. I hate that fan base with a passion. Real quick, before the break, not a Kings tale, but I'm walking out. It was either the Phoenix game or the Indian. I forget which home game it was. Over the last week, I walk into my car, and a van pulls up, just drives right by me, almost like they were waiting for me. Slows up.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, it does sound scary. Rolls up, slows down.
Kidnapper's tail?
Yeah, no. Slowed up. Roll the window down and go, hey, go Birds. And I go, F the Birds. And there's all these fans waiting for autographs and stuff like that. He goes, go F you, Bonte, you suck. And I'm like, man, screw the Birds. I swear to God, it happened last week. I was like, Eagle fans are now coming out of the woodwork, talking that talk.
They're chirping.
They're chirping. Okay. They're chirping hard.
We'll see. Like they squandered a huge opportunity against the Washington Commanders a couple weeks ago where they could have had the number one overall seed. Mm-hmm. And going through Philadelphia, I would have thought they would have been a shoe-in to make it to the Super Bowl. Now, I still think they're slightly above the Lions, and I think they're right there at the Vikings. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to me. But I trust Jalen right now a little bit more than I trust Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's going to shell me, but that's a conversation for another